signed one. Friday. Sport.
Welcome. In the next 30 minutes, everything you need for a complete weekend of sporting action ahead. It's one of the most eagerly anticipated weekends on the football calendar. The fourth round of the Scottish Cup with the big guns in for the first time. The draw, of course, has not been kind to the Dons, or Hearts for that matter. The pair meet at Tynecastle tomorrow evening in the tie of the round, and you've been speaking to the gaffer, Dave.
Yes, and Derek says that it has all the hallmarks of a wonderful occasion.
I think the fact that our supporters have snapped up tickets quickly and sold our end out suggests how everybody's looking forward to it. You know, I think when the draw was made, you know, we can't pretend that it was a tough draw for both teams. It wasn't the draw we wanted, but I'd rather look at it, the fact that what a great game we were involved in. I think the pitch is good there as well. I think it'll suit the players. The atmosphere will be terrific. Our supporters are going to make a lot of noise. I think the later kickoff lends itself to that as well. So really looking forward to the game. The good thing from the game being off, from my point of view, is there's no additional injuries, and you know, I think you're always concerned when it's three games in a week that you may pick up one or two bumps and bruises and strains. So from that point of view, we get everybody fit. Just Ryan, you spoke about, who's missing the game. So, you know, if we win the game, you could say it was a benefit. But at the time, we were disappointed the game was off. You know, we would prefer to have the game on, but I think it was the right decision. Hearts make you really think about your system and how you want to play. You've got to be bring a performance, I think, to beat them. And in both games, we've managed to do that. You know, I think down at Tynecastle, we got off to a terrific start, and the game became a wee bit more about counter attacking. It wasn't something we had deliberately set out to do, but because we get the early goal and we played some good stuff, you know, we had a great support down that day, and we sent them home happy. Here at Pittodrie not so long ago, it was more of a case of, you know, winning every battle and try to get on top of team individually, and you know, we stood up to that as well. We get the late goal, you know, with a bit of fortune behind it, but we still applied pressure at the right time of the game, and we were still positive for substitutions to go and win it. So, you know, I think we have to try and make sure we bring a performance, whatever's required in the game, whether it's an open game, try and bring more quality, whether it's a tight game, a competitive game, we've got to make sure we stand up to that as well.
Now, I've also had a chat with Adam Rooney, Dave, what a key role he could have tomorrow. The on-form hitman can't wait to get stuck in, and he says spirits are high in the Dons camp.
Well, it's been a good run of form, so the atmosphere is pretty good. Confidence is high, and the lads are just looking forward to what should be a great game, really. Taking a lot of fans down there as well, so hopefully it'll be a good atmosphere, and hopefully we can just get through to the next round. I'm not sure it's any difference in terms of pressure. Like, it's going to be a big game for both clubs. They'll obviously want to get through, so do we. We are, obviously, said, taking a lot of fans down there. Atmosphere will be brilliant. We've obviously had two good games against them already this season where we've come out on top, so that's the main aim again, really, just to progress. The lads are all looking forward to the game, and I just can't wait to get to it. I think most games in this league are fairly physical. There's something you have to deal with and get on with. I'd say teams probably say the same about us at certain times, but it's part and parcel of the game. I enjoy that side of it, to be honest, so I quite look forward to it. Obviously, they're quite a big team in terms of set pieces, a couple of big lads, and they're dangerous. That's sort of something we have to be aware of. But no, in terms of, I'm sure you'll see a lot of tackles going into a big game tomorrow. We get to get through to the next round, so look forward to that.
Obviously, you want to get on top of them as early on in the game as you do with any team. You want to try and stamp your mark on it and take control of the game, but that doesn't happen. You have to be patient. We have a game plan going there, we'll work on it again today, and then we'll try and implement that into the game. And whether we score in the fourth minute or we get a dodgy handball in the 93rd, I look forward to it.
Evening, you're on North Sound One's Friday Sport. I'm Dave McDermott. Joining me, as well as Dave Galloway, is Andrew Shiney. Andrew, it's the tie of the round, make no mistake.
Oh, I think it's clearly the tie of the round. Third in the league against second in the league, and the top flight of the league at that. Very difficult game for Aberdeen, but it's one of those that if you win it, you then go and think, well, who is there to stop us winning the cup? Could argue, okay, Celtic, but they've got to get past Stranraer. One to look forward to, and with Aberdeen having won the two league meetings of the side, I think they just hold the sort of whip hand at the moment, but it will be tough because we've never actually beaten Hearts in a Scottish Cup tie at Tynecastle.
the visit to Tynecastle early in the season. It's that first half, if we, you know, take that 45 minutes was as complete a 45 minutes as we've seen all season.
Yeah, that was an absolutely wonderful performance. Free-flowing football, we knocked the ball about so well. We were clinical. It was an excellent performance. But to counteract that, we really had to fight and battle and stand up to a very, very physical Hearts side at Pittodrie recently. So you wonder which Hearts will show up. Will it be the team that faces at Tynecastle, or will they get right in about us again?
Team news is that Ryan Jack obviously misses out, but other than that, as the manager said earlier, the fact that there was no game meant that everybody else is fit.
Yeah, absolutely. You can argue that you'd maybe prefer to have played the game so that there's no possibility of rustiness creeping in, but there's been such a short gap between games that you know, it probably did come at the right time, that postponement, giving the boys a chance to recharge the batteries. And with everybody being fit, I can see Aberdeen putting out a strong side tomorrow.
And in terms of the side, what are you going for?
Well,
what's your 11?
My 11 is Ward, Logan, Taylor, Reynolds and Considine, McGinn, Flood, McLean, Shinney, Hayes and Rooney.
Okay, Dave?
That's exactly what I've got.
Okay, one to watch. We'll stay with you, Dave.
Okay, one to watch for me, Adam Rooney. It's very simple. Give him the service and 9 times out of 10, 19 times out of 20 probably, he'll score.
Andrew?
Going to go for Kenny McLean because...
Birthday boy today.
Yeah,
Happy birthday, Kenny.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, Dave was saying, which Hearts are we going to see tomorrow? I think because they're at home, they're going to have to come out an awful lot more than they ever tried to do at Pittodrie. At Pittodrie, they just tried to stop Aberdeen playing. It was simple as that. At Tynecastle, they're going to be expected to take the game to Aberdeen. There's going to be more space, albeit it's a much smaller pitch than it is at Pittodrie. But I think that space will be invaluable for the likes of Kenny McLean to exploit, and if he doesn't score, he'll provide ammunition for others to score.
Okay, and what's the score going to be?
Having said all that about providing ammunition for goals, I don't see there being a lot of them tomorrow. I think the Dons will maybe just edge it 2-1, but it wouldn't surprise me in the least if it was a replay and back up to Pittodrie next Wednesday.
Yeah, and of course that replay Wednesday night, very tight turnaround, basically because of all the games coming up that are on television, that normally it would be the week after.
But, yeah.
So Dave, let's hope that we're through and into the hat for round five.
Yeah, I'm going for 2-0 Aberdeen.
2-0 Aberdeen. I'll go for 2-1 as well. I think it's going to be very, very tight.
Any win will do.
I think a key man tomorrow is John Beaton, the referee. He's got to stamp his authority in the game without being, you know, card happy and issuing cards willy-nilly. But he's got to, if Hearts do adopt the same tactics as they did against the Dons at Pittodrie, where any time Johnny Hayes got the ball, they just booted him, basically. He's got to be aware of that possible scenario and clamp down on it.
Yeah, and I think it's also worth saying to fans, leave plenty of time. The weather is due to improve. Down in Edinburgh it's okay, but do make sure you leave plenty of time for the journey. I know some of the supporters club buses are certainly leaving plenty of time for their journey.
Well, if you are doing that, behave yourselves and make sure that you're sober enough to get into the game.
Indeed. Hearts Robbie Nielsen is directly ahead on North Sound 1's Friday Sport.
One.
You're listening to North Sound 1's Friday Sport. The Dons are on Saturday evening duty against Hearts at Tynecastle in the Scottish Cup. Here's Jambo's boss, Robbie Nielsen, who's looking forward to the game.
Yeah, it's a huge game. It's a great game in Wimbledon. You know, it's a home tie against Aberdeen. It's the tie of the round. So the players are excited and desperate to play them.
And of course, Hearts last won the Cup in 2012.
It was a huge game back then, and I think people still celebrate from that. So, you know, I think it's time to put that to bed and try and win it again. You know, we've got a good squad here, confident players, and we feel that we can do something this season. Pleased with scoring a lot of goals. You know, we went through a period where we defended really well. We probably didn't score as many goals as we like. Now we're scoring a lot of goals, and defensively we're letting goals in. In the last three games we've scored 7 goals, which is great, but we've not picked up points that we probably should have from scoring those amount of goals.
Now time to go interactive with Aberdeen Mad. Let's start with the topic, which was actually started on the 11th of December by Land Vetter 83. And he says, carrying on from the previous thread, which is obviously a different one, Greg Stewart, Michael O'Halloran, yes please, in the January window. However, the price may be prohibitive. For me, the priority is still a badass person for midfield. Lee Richardson's alter ego. So, in other words, who should we be looking at in the January window? Andrew's got some of the posts.
Well, there's been a lot of names thrown about, but obviously a few of them have gone and signed for other clubs, so we'll ignore them. But Gallus79 says, go out and do what we did with Kenny McLean. Pick off other SPFL teams' better players. They're all selling clubs. Absolutely true. AF Red, he's done a wee bit of scouting. He says, I'm not suggesting this is anything likely to happen, but I've been in my own little scouting mission for possible AFC candidates and came across this guy who recently became a free agent, Yanni Petteri Forsell. Attacking midfielder with a good record in Finland, went to Turkey and didn't live up to expectations, but on his return to Finland found great form again. I don't know the Finnish league well, so can't compare with the SPFL, although before Bursaspor signed him, he must have had some pedigree behind him. Marcus Heineken was a Heikkinen, not Heineken. That's the player that touches
how,
parts
yeah,
of other
see how your mind's
reach.
Working.
Yes. Was a former Finnish league player that's done well at AFC, and Celtic have some decent Scandinavian players. With Ryan Jack being out injured, I would sign this guy in a 6-month deal with an extension clause. There you go. Sam Gallagher, obviously, his name has cropped up, and Don's man says the boy got a few games under Pochettino in the EPL with Southampton before being loaned out this season, but his problem has apparently been a growth burst. No reason to suspect he wouldn't be capable of making an impact up here. And finally, the Stooge, he says Billy Mackay maybe does waste a lot of chances, but he's scored a lot of goals for both Inverness and Dundee United. I'd take any player proven to score goals at this level, he'd be great for us. So I think a lot of people are looking for, you know, another goal scorer to maybe take the pressure off Adam Rooney, but as has happened in the past, we won't know anything until Derek parades a player in front of us.
And the manager will certainly not be giving anything away. So that is the topic. The poll: will Aberdeen break hearts on Saturday to kick start a long Scottish Cup run, Dave?
Dave, this is not even close. Yes, 84%. No, 16%.
Okay. Let's,
well, hearts.
Let's hope.
It was interesting listening to Robbie Nielsen a couple of minutes ago there. He was saying, let's put the 2012 final to bed. So they should, because they haven't won a Scottish Cup tie since. They got beaten by Hibs.
And haven't scored a goal,
haven't scored a goal in the Scottish Cup since. So they don't go into it with a great pedigree behind us. People will say, oh, but the Dons lost to Dundee last year and haven't won the Cup in 26 years and all the rest. But it's two big clubs who, between them, have won the Cup 15 times in their history, but haven't got great recent records. So a huge amount to play for tomorrow.
There are, of course, other games, starting off, Dave, with one this evening, St Mirren against Partick, which apparently they're playing it tonight to try and get a bigger crowd, so
yeah,
hope that works.
Yeah, I didn't think it was because Sky were falling over themselves to televise it. I can only see one winner there, and it would have to be Partick Thistle. They've been very impressive of late. They did a job on Aberdeen, that's the best way of describing it, at the tail end of the year there, and they came so close to taking something from Parkhead. They've got a good recent record, and I think they'll win maybe 2-0.
Okay, tomorrow let's take a look at some of the ties, and well, Airdrie against Dundee United has all the potentials of the one to watch in terms of potential shocks.
Well, it's like Wickham against Aston Villa down south, isn't it? It's the bottom team in the top flight, away at a difficult venue with all the pressure on them to try and get some sort of result to kickstart what has been a dreadful season. Airdrie, nothing whatsoever to lose, and it wouldn't surprise me if they beat Dundee United, because United, even though they're taking leads in games, they can't hold on to it, and until such time as they cross the line and win a game, you can only see one way for them, and that's down.
And Stephen Thompson, I thought quite odd comments he made this week, saying that the signing policy was the reason. And I mean,
he's the chairman. Does he not put rubber stamp everything?
And also, so quite a number of these players that are actually relying on to keep them up this season. And I'm sure they're
It's not a happy camp. Not a happy camp at all.
And an Athletic at home to Hamilton, another team in the top flight, but in the middle of a not so good run.
Yeah, Annan will fancy their chances, I would think, on their own patch. Again, another team with absolutely nothing to lose. You would think, though, that Hamilton would maybe just edge it. I don't think there'll be a lot in it. I think Hamilton might just scrape through 1-0.
It should be a cracker at Dens. Dundee against Falkirk, with an Aberdeen connection, of course, between the sticks and Danny Rogers.
And Danny Rogers, who's playing exceptionally well for a Falkirk team, which is going great guns at the moment. To me, it's a much more attractive looking fixture to be televised than Rangers against Cowdenbeath, but I'm not in charge of picking games. I think Dundee will have to be at their best to beat Falkirk.
Yeah, I think they will. And again, another potential banana skin for Ross County awaited Dunfermline, a Dunfermline side flying high.
Yeah, Dunfermline flying high, like you say, and they're getting big crowds. Last weekend, I think they had over 5,000 for their home game, so the punters are really coming out and backing them. They've got a decent travelling support. They're on a bit of a high. They're definitely on the up and up after just about going out of business. Wouldn't surprise me altogether if Dunfermline maybe edged that 1-0.
Okay, Aberdeen's other team, Cove Rangers, they're down at Motherwell, and Rangers boss John Shirn is looking to his experienced players to step up to the plate.
Of course, you know, people like Roy McBain, Stuart Duff, Eric Watson, Stuart McKenzie, they do need to pass on their experience, because they've been in this situation before and they've played big games. But I think we've got a relatively experienced bunch of players. Even the young lads like Blair Yule have been playing for 4 or 5 years, so, you know, I'm quite comfortable that they'll handle the occasion well, and above all, we want them to make sure they enjoy the day.
I guess it's a free game in a way. You've got absolutely nothing to lose. It's just a case of go out and express yourselves.
Yeah, Motherwell right now are one of the form teams in the Premier League. You know, they've been in a great run since Mark McGee took over, so we know it's going to be a really tough game, but it is a free run, as you say. And, you know, we've got to go in there with a little bit of hope that we can maybe get at them and get a goal or two.
Now, you've got a great band of supporters who follow you through thick and thin. Hopefully, they'll be travelling down to Fir Park in large numbers.
Yeah, from what I can gather, there's a lot of supporters going down. There's been a lot of activity on the social media this week trying to get people organised, and certainly quite a few buses heading down there. So we just want to give them a good performance and make sure that the supporters enjoy the day too.
Cove Rangers boss John Shearn speaking to Dave there, Andrew, and it's, dare they believe they've got some good experienced players that have been through it all.
They have. I mean, and I noticed on Twitter there was a message came in from Kazakhstan wishing Stuart Duff all the very best. If you remember, he was out there with us when we played Qaira Almaty, because of course he played for them. But I think the important thing is that they go down there and enjoy themselves, and if they do, who knows, but the way Motherwell are going at the moment, it would be seismic upset if Cove were to win that one. But they'll go down, and I'm quite sure they'll give a very good account of themselves.
Well, Mark McGee said he's treating it the same way as he's treated playing against Celtic. Hopefully that's when we played Celtic,
doesn't matter.
When he was manager.
It's only 3 points. Aye. I don't give a monkey's about it.
Yes. The other all-premiership clash, which does have an inspection tomorrow morning at McDermott Park, St Johnstone against Kilmarnock. On paper, Dave, Saints looking the likelier, but hey, Josh McGuinness is in the form of his life just now, and you can never rule him out.
Yeah, Killy are so hot and cold, it's unbelievable the inconsistency that they have displayed. You know, they can get a 0-0 draw at Celtic Park, which not a lot of teams will do, yet they can lose silly goals and lose heavily in games where you would expect them to do better. It depends entirely what Killy team turn up, but St Johnstone have been very good this season. They've been very consistent. Tommy Wright's got a really strong squad, an impressive squad, and I can only see them winning comfortably. I'll go for 2-0.
Stirling Inverness.
Potentially an awkward game, but Inverness showing a wee bit of form now, and I think they'll just have too much for the home side there.
Just briefly to Sunday's games, Rangers Cowdenbeath, Dave.
It should be shooting practice for Rangers, you would think. You would expect them to get three or four quick goals in the first half, and then the rest of the game will just be a training session. I can only just see it being a walkover win for Rangers.
Stranraer Celtic.
Well, Chifty's suspended, Craig Gordon suspended, but I think there's enough strength in that Celtic squad that they'll come through comfortably.
And Highland League, just a one game?
Just a one
postponed.
One game postponed, that's at Turriff, because the park's under 2 feet of water. Games between Devon Vale and Forest, for Martin against Brora, subject to pitch inspection. Fort William against Keith, Lossiemouth against Trathbay Thistle. Fraserburgh travel to Nairn County. Huntley are away at Rothes, and Wick Academy welcome Inverurie Locos. All these games obviously subject to pitch inspections, I'm sure.
And the juniors, only four games played, all in the north, none in the northeast. That's it from Friday Sports. Don's in action tomorrow night. Have a great weekend.